Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Wednesday the 11th of April.
Oh, it's winter going quickly.
I tell you what, it feels like a Tuesday today, doesn't it? Because of the bank holiday.
It does. I'm glad it's not. It's Wednesday, isn't
it's
it?
Wednesday. It's near the end of the week.
You're not in tomorrow.
No.
Got a day off.
Nice.
Well deserved.
Yes, I've done practically hours of work. What's the news?
Well, we finally found out who the daddy is.
So who is the daddy?
A man called Larry Birkhead. Said to
he's
be delighted.
He's a photographer, isn't he?
Yeah. And he's going straight to the toy shop. But he also needs to go to mother care and maybe get some nappies and stuff as well as toys.
Well, he can try to maybe go to mother care, but
maybe some baby food.
They don't have very good service there.
Not according to Edwina Curry.
No. He was the prettiest, wasn't he, out of all the potential fathers. So
yeah.
Hopefully the baby will grow up nice and pretty. I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Yes, good.
There's been a survey done. It's a sort of social thing, what they call it. It's the Office of NASA of Statistics. You release this thing to it's like, you know, how we live.
Mm-hmm.
They do them every year. What they've discovered this year is that almost half of black children in Britain are being raised by a single parent. 48%. I don't know if it's because all the dads are getting shot, but presumably it's mainly teenagers. Hopefully they haven't spawned too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people.
And what else?
That's all they've reported in this.
So that's a slightly higher percentage than white, probably.
Well, it's quite a lot of quite a large percent. It's 22% is white. It's 48% black. 22% white. Chinese 15%. And lowest is Indian, 10%. Oh.
Pause it.
Someone ringing up on the facts there. That's always an interesting thing to do. The other things, I'm doing this from memory now because they haven't reported it in that metro. The other things that they found with this big social survey is that three times as many people are going to are students now as they were in the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
And more people are living at home with their parents, like big old saddos, for longer.
Mm-hmm.
Especially men.
Because they're like the biggest saddos. They like having the dinner cooked for them, don't they?
I think the mums make it too comfortable for them.
Mm.
You know, if they want, if they could get
the mums like it, to an extent.
They must have fairly limited sex lives, though, these boys that live at home. You know, it's not, you can't exactly do, you know, your mum's not going to be happy. I mean, I imagine if you're 24, your mum would let a boy stay over. I don't know, though. Some people, a girl stay over, sorry. Some people are funny like that.
Mm. But you'd think even if a girl did stay over, he wouldn't be able to get it up in his mother's house.
Exactly. You'd feel weird about it. There'd be ornaments staring at you. You know, possibly it was the room that you grew up in.
Yeah, you might be able to hear your mum cough next in the bedroom. Disgusting.
So, anyway, don't sleep with a man who lives
and
with his parents. He's
going to
be shit in bed.
Until you're really old.
No, don't do
grow
that.
Up, move
it's,
on.
It's much more fun living with that, away from your parents.
Yeah.
Loads more fun.
You can
more expensive, but loads more fun.
Yeah, you can do all sorts of stuff.
You can make noise. Well, you can't make noise.
No. Cheetah is 75 today.
Cheetah the monkey from the Tarzan film.
Yeah, he's
the real one.
He's the oldest one. He's the oldest chimp that we know of.
Which films was he in?
He was in, well, Tarzan films.
Oh, but there's loads of different Tarzan.
I'm not sure.
The ones with Johnny Weissmuller.
The ones that were in the 30s.
Brilliant. The ones with the giant tarantula.
I've not watched
and there's
any
one,
of them.
You've never seen any of them? They used to be on all the time. After St. Trillions and Charlie Chan and Miss Marple.
I was never keen.
I mean, I wouldn't say Tarzan was my favourite, but it was on a lot. So those sort of films seem to be always on BBC Two. It's in the days when we only had two channels. Four came along quite fairly recently.
1984.
But there was one with the giant spider's web, the giant tarantula, and there's one with the elephant's graveyard, which is behind the waterfall.
Talking of elephants' graveyards,
mm-hmm.
An elephant killed a man. That's not like an elephant.
Yeah, this one they've just put the picture in, going, he's killed his man, and you go, why? Didn't really explain it, but then, you know, maybe they haven't done the profiling yet.
Maybe he can't talk, he can't say why he did it, can he?
No.
He must have been furious.
He must have been. Maybe it's an accident. He has got those big spikes on his face.
Well, there's always going to be one rotten one.
Some fellas moved a piano and they dropped it. Why these people were taking pictures of some removal men putting a piano in the back of a van, I don't know, but they made it into all the papers. It was quite interesting. It looks like a giant roller skate. And they're doing it. Look where they're doing it. It looks like they're doing it halfway up a mountain. I don't know what the piano is doing there in the first place. It was worth £45,000, but only insured for £25,000. So a lesson, a bit like what you learn in Antiques Roadshow.
Or like you learn just in fucking life the whole time.
Yeah, insure everything for the correct amount. No point cutting corners.
Yeah. Well, that's such a shame. Poor buggers. I mean, they look like idiots, don't they? There's no need to drop a piano.
Well, I mean, it's heavy though. But look, look where they're trying to drop it.
They should have known what they were doing.
Or where they're trying to unload it. It's up a mountain. Very uneven ground.
Our thoughts go out to Natalie Evans.
Yes.
Who lost her court battle.
We're on her side. We think the man's grumpy.
Yeah, I've written cunt on his head here.
That just demonstrates your anger there.
He said, I can absolutely understand people saying I've been heartless. I realise I am denying Natalie the right to have a child with me. But I want to be able to choose when and with whom I become a parent.
In my paper, he has said, I have every sympathy with Natalie, but from the first moment I knew I didn't want children with her. It's the same now. That's why I fertilised her embryos and let her freeze them so she could have the babies later.
And he said, I want to be able to choose when I become a parent. He said, oh, well, nice for you that you've got that choice.
Yes.
I doubt if anybody...
The embryos are now going to be destroyed, which is very sad.
But every woman hates him now.
Yeah, he's never going to get anywhere with not no one.
What she should do now is try and bribe somebody who works in the centre where they have the embryos and
sneak them out the back door
and employ a hooky doctor to whip them in.
You can't have your eggs your eggs frozen. They don't work so well. They couldn't do it when that was at the time. She had to have fertilised embryos. You couldn't just put your eggs in a freezer.
Yeah, now people just do their eggs, don't they?
Yeah, you can, but it's a lot less successful. So that's that news.
Sorry. There's a planet with water on it. And
oh, yes, I found that one as well. That's the story I was going to do. Planet is HD 209458b, also known as Osiris.
Osiris is a better name.
It is a better name, catchier.
That's good. It's not really news. Apparently they found it in 1999.
Oh, it's in both our papers.
Thought they'd report it now.
It's 150 light years from Earth.
If any of our friends who know about space can tell us anything more about it, like how long would it take us to get there? Can we live there? Would we be able to buy land there? Who would we buy it from?
Do they have a shop that sells Marmite?
Yeah, because people miss Marmite when they go away, don't they?
Yeah.
And Yorkshire tea, that kind of thing. let us know anything you know about it.
Talking of distant planets and things maybe living on them,
yeah.
The programme Life on Mars finished last night.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us have ever watched it.
No, although I do fancy what's his face.
Him?
No, the other
John
one.
Sim?
Yeah.
I was pulling face then. He's now Alan Sugar. It's weird, I don't actually fancy Alan Sugar, but I've now convince myself that I do, just for the purposes of hilarity.
That happens a lot in life, and then people end up marrying them.
Anyway, yes, it finished. Apparently it was an ambiguous ending, so we don't know whether he was in a coma or what. He just basically couldn't be bothered to write the conclusion because it was a bit weird. But there's going to be a spin-off series set in the 80s.
Good. Dawn French. She'd been given £2 million to write a book about her life. I could write that on a postage stamp. I grew up.
Got fat.
I got fat.
Trained as a teacher. Met Lenny Henry.
I met Lenny Henry. Couldn't have a baby. Adopted one.
Did Vicar Dibley.
Jennifer is a bit better than me.
I don't know.
Better writing.
Better writing. But she's not as adorable.
I don't know. I'm a bit obsessed with the other one.
Really? I'm quite obsessed. some French, I quite fancy her.
Lesbian.
A man has amassed more than 1,300 board games in 10 years. Weirdly, he's a bachelor. he's 42 though, so it's not, you know. I mean, he started when he was 32. That's the sad thing to think of. He'd given up. He's from York. I'm sure every time we do a story about a weird man, single man, who's got a weird collection or does or built something stupid and pointy like a giant water, they're always from York. Mm. They're queer up there, aren't they?
Funny. Well, you would know.
I did live up there for 4 years.
What I was thinking was we should try and find a way of getting in touch with him, ask him if he wants to come around here and play the Lenny Henry stand-up game with us.
I bet he's got a copy. He's probably an expert at it. Find out. Yeah. After 200 years, tourism officials, in their infinite wisdom, decided to big up the Lake District. They've got a rapping squirrel called MC Nuts, and he's doing a rap version of William Wordsworth Daffodils. Apparently it's for the YouTube generation. Yeah, because I'll tell you what people love on YouTube. They love a man dressed up as a squirrel rapping an old poem. To me, it sounds very, very 50 years ago.
It sounds like some tit has come up with that idea.
And they've gone, this will get it up here to more people. I wandered lonely as a cloud, motherfucker.
You know who's probably done it? I know who's good at speaking for the youth.
Who?
Ben Elton.
Probably Ben Elton's idea.
Get a grip. Jennifer Ellison has had a knee injury.
Oh dear, was it while she was performing in Chicago?
No, but she was about to start performing in Chicago again. Apparently it's very bad. Her stage career is at risk. get well soon, Jennifer.
There's going to be a film of Madonna's life called Into the Groove. Lindsay Lohan's hoping to play Madonna. I don't know if it's going to be interesting or not, to be honest.
Apparently at Liz Hurley's wedding, they sold the photos for £2 million to Hello magazine, and lots of the Indian family weren't allowed to be in the pictures, and instead lots of celebrity people that they didn't really know very well were in the
pictures. But that always happens. Everyone knows that. If you sell your pictures, your wedding pictures, to Hello magazine, you get a fuck of a lot of money. But you do have to invite people you don't really know who are more interesting for the readers of Hello magazine to look at than, say, some people who live across the other side of the world they've never seen before. You know, they want to. That's why you have to have Kerry Katona as your bridesmaid and one of girls allowed. Any of them will do. It's the rules. You have to invite that girl from Atomic Kitten, Liz from Atomic Kitten, and a footballer. She's going out of the football now, I think. So.
Well, they all fell out about it anyway. Some of the Indian lads got knocked about.
Have you given up drinking?
Have I? No.
It's not your fault then. Beer sales are falling as drinkers stay at home or switch to alcoholic mixers, wine, or even fruit juice, as study suggests. Down 4% in over the last year. Just beer sales, not alcohol sales.
Well, it's,
you can't binge drink on beer, can you? It's quite hard.
Men can.
You better off on.
It's harder for girls to do.
It's hard. It's better you're out on wine. You can get more alcohol units down you, less liquid.
I'm better to just drink neat. Spirits, really.
Rum. Oh, yes, a swig of rum.
Amy Winehouse. I'm quite surprised at this, because I think she's quite cool, but she would like to fuck Sting.
You hate Sting, don't you?
Yeah.
It's like I hate Bono.
I really hate Sting. I fuck Bono. Really hate Sting. I think he's a knobhead.
I think Bono's a knobhead.
I think Bono's a knobhead as well, but it's something good about him.
Victoria Beckham and I have something in common.
What?
Her stomach has become so tiny and shrunken that she can now only sort of get an appetite to eat anything if she has a drink first. Apparently. A spokeswoman for the 30-year-old has angrily rubbished this theory. But a friend of hers has said, yeah, it's all true.
Well, I can see a picture of her here. I think actually that's the nicest I've seen her look in a long, long time.
Mm. Looks alright.
She looks thin, but she doesn't look too bad. Apparently hairdressers are the happiest workers.
Yeah, it's not to do with how much money you earn, it's more to do with what sort of job you've got. So people who work in banks and are lawyers are best paid, but they're miserable. people who work in hairdressers don't get paid very much, but they do get to find out where everyone's going on holiday, and that's nice for them.
Yep.
This is interesting. The rest of it was all dull, but this is interesting. US computer company Xerox are now creating this spy thing that can look at you online. And when you go and, like, say, if you were logging in to a web, you were setting up a bogus email account, which we all do from time to time, it's a lot of fun, but you're giving false information, they'll be able to see through it because they're going to work out what other sites you've been to at this computer, and then try and they can work out from that what age you are, that sort of thing, what sex, where you're from, and then they can work out if you're lying about being a 92-year-old Vietnamese man.
And then what?
Don't know.
Slap you on the wrist.
Don't know, it's just some software. I don't know, it's a bit scary though, isn't it?
The man who was made famous a while back for sacking all his staff by text message has been killed in Spain in a car accident.
It's not a very good reason to be famous, is it?
So, you know, what goes around comes around.
Well, I that's certainly what I believe.
Although the fact that he did do it by text message perhaps says that he felt bad about it.
He's ashamed.
I don't know.
Hospital refused to serve hot cross buns on Good Friday in case they offended non-Christians. It was somewhere in Tower Hamlets, I think. Blah, blah, blah. Do you know, it was in Poole, in Dorset. It was a school in Tower Hamlets had banned them on political correctness ground. I mean, it's not like hot cross buns are a meal that you'd expect to get in hospital. They're just something that you have. It's not like you go, oh, I'm disgusted we weren't served Easter eggs on Easter Sunday. No, it's a little side, a sideline, it's a treat, a snack. It's not a meal. So if you want a hot cross bun, get your family to bring you some in.
Yeah, it's not.
And have a munch
not
on
a necessity.
It isn't.
And I don't think the NHS should be providing them.
No. And it's not like, you know, we all get Ramadan food.
Ramadan ding dong. The Apprentice this evening.
Yes.
Sir Alan, outrage.
Brilliant.
He gives both teams £200 to set up their own companies.
Oh, I think it's going to be annoying.
The boys go off and start a gardening business. The girls become kissograms.
Yeah, become prostitutes.
He shouts at them and for behaving like prostitutes.
Good, they deserve to be shouted at, you know.
It's a piss poor idea, that.
It's awful, and... But it, you know, it sets back the cause of women in business a long way, in that they go, right, I'm a woman, I'm in business, I'm very serious about getting a business job. Oh, what should we do to earn some money? Hello, we can sell kisses.
Yeah, pathetic.
At least do hair braiding.
Barry Gibb's house has burnt down.
Is that the one that Tony Blair stayed in?
It used to belong to Johnny Cash.
Oh. That's a shame. Not that I like Barry Gibb, but there you go. There's going to be this thing happening.
Why don't you like Barry Gibb?
Actually, I do like Barry Gibb. I don't like Robin Gibb.
Why don't you like Robin Gibb?
He just seems like a cunt. Out of all the Gibbs, I liked Morris best, the late Morris. He was the best one.
Yeah.
Barry's alright, like a big lion. Robin, just an arsehole.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it just because he looks funny? Part prejudiced about his
friend. Part of that, but he was the one who got really arsey on Clive Anderson and walked off, and he's a bit up himself. And he's really dull. He's the one who does, he does talking head programmes. He's really boring. Don't like him. Bloody hell. $1.99 for some Rimmel Cool Matte Mousse Foundation at Superdrug today.
How much have they paid you to say that?
They haven't paid me anything. I'm genuinely amazed. You save £5 and it's $1.99. Don't go to the Camden branch, because they've got power cut and you can't... Can't pay for anything on a card. So yeah, this thing is happening. It's the concerts, which are going to be highlighting climate change. It's called Live Earth. Madonna's going to be doing it over here. Madonna, Keen, the Snow Patrol, Duran Duran, Black Eyed Peas, and Genesis. So mainly not very good. And I do it all around the world. There's also people like Beastie Boys and Damien Rice doing it. I don't think it's a very good idea. I'm gonna sound a bit like Ben Elton now, saying having a free concert. Is it a free concert? I don't know. But having... Oh, no, maybe not. £55! What's it going to do? How is it going to stop climate change? You know, let's think about people who fly around a lot for no fucking reason. Mainly pop stars and the royals. People just go off, hop on a plane, la la la, look at it. Maybe what they should do is say, right, instead of having a concert, we'll have an amnesty for a month. Madonna says, I'm not flying anywhere. Duran Duran says, I'm not flying anywhere. The Black Eyed Peas say, I'm not flying anywhere. We're just going to stay at home for a month, see if that stops carbon emissions, instead of going, let's have a concert and everyone can turn up, and then there'll be loads of rubbish created, and everyone won't be able to bring glass bottles that can be recycled, they have to bring plastic bottles, which can be recycled. Anyway, I think it's stupid.
I think climate change is stupid.
I think climate change is very serious, but that isn't the way to raise awareness.
Lily Forrester, an old lady, went round some antique shops.
Mm-hmm.
She went in one and saw a picture, and she thought, there's something about that picture. What is it? What is it? It was a portrait of a woman. It was her.
She had a portrait painted and she didn't remember?
Well, yeah, 50 years ago.
She got Alzheimer's.
No, she just changed a bit.
No, but she must have remembered having her portrait painted
well,
at some point.
Well, she did, eventually.
Had she never seen it before?
Yes, she had, but not for 50 years. Can you remember what you were doing when you were two?
Wasn't 50 years ago.
No, it was less
I was
than 50
two.
Years
I was
ago.
I'm two.
Can you
children
remember?
Children don't have remember. If you asked me what I was doing when I was eight, right, yeah, probably could. If I
can you?
If I remembered, someone
I can't really remember
if I sat,
being eight. I can't remember hardly anything about being 10.
If you sat for 3 days for someone to do a portrait of you and they went, here you are, here's a lovely portrait I've lovingly drawn of you. You remember that?
Maybe they didn't say that. Maybe he said, there you go, there it is, right, I'm selling it to somebody else now.
I think you remember all the sitting down. How old was she? She was probably about 20 when she had that done.
She was 18.
Well, there you go, then. That's about 20. It's not two, is it?
I can't really remember what I did when I was 15.
No, but certain things would stand out for you.
Nothing stands out.
Yeah. Did you go and stand outside a concert and wait for ages to go and see the beautiful South? Did you make some fake ID and get backstage at the beautiful South? How old were you when you did that? You're always telling me dull stories about the beautiful South when you were a teenager.
Yeah, but I don't remember anyone drawing a picture of me.
But your mum found that one in that gallery. How would you know if you live in a posh area?
Because it's very expensive and you don't get mugged on your way home.
No, there's a Peach Express, the Waitrose and the Habitats.
David Tennant met a kind of catman.
Ooh, talking of David Tennant, it's on now, and we're recording this. 4:30 tonight, I just saw it trailed when I was at the gym. He's on Ready Steady Cook with his dad. I'm interested in Daddy Tennant. I'd like to see what he looks like. But that's on now, we're missing it. This fella's in the papers today, because he's 28. He used to go out with Jordan when he was at school. He went on a date with her. So he went to see Dances with Wolves. They went out for a few years. But they fizzled out. She went off to London to pursue her career. He's had a few girlfriends since then. Now, he's going out with a 60-year-old who he met at the Butlins holiday camp.
How old is he?
He's 28. He says he found women his own age immature, and he's always got on better with people older than himself.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going out with young women, the home wasn't always nice, but older women give a good home. Jordan is classy, but Norma is classy in a different way.
Norma.
I like the fact he thinks either of them are classy. Fucking hell. I mean, to be honest, she looks like she's trying to make herself up to look a bit like Jordan. She's got heavy eye makeup on, red lips, sadly yellowing teeth. 60 she is. She keeps a good home though, and that's the most important thing.
Jesus. And are they married now? Well, I mean, you know, whatever really.
I think they're engaged. He's married, sorry, they're married.
They're happy.
I don't think he's a great catch, I don't think we're missing out on anything.
So tonight, 9:00, NBC One.
The Apprentice.
Apprentice.
Also, 8 o'clock, Channel 4. New series, Property Hazard. Come on, the beanie.
Don't watch, or do watch, Get a Grip on ITV at 10 o'clock.
Today, then.
Watch it if you want to be astonished.
It is.
That it ever got put on.
Yeah, tonight it's about whether men are any use or not.
Well, take into consideration it was written by Ben Alton. Every word of it.
Every word of it, everything that Alexa Chung has said and all the sketches. It's an astonishing programme, but it's not the same time as The Apprentice or Fire, so I don't know if I'm going to watch it or not. If you don't want to watch any of those things, you could watch Legally Blonde, which is on Channel 5.
Oh, very good.
Great film.
Very good.
So that's our TV for this evening. Got any...
You've got Legally Blonde too?
I haven't got it, no. I've seen it.
Is it any good?
Bit silly. The first one was very sensible, but it was a bit silly.
What about Legally Blonde 3?
Doesn't exist.
Are you Legally Blonde?
No, I'm illegally blonde.
I'm going to arrest you then in the name of the law.
Oops, it's fair cop, gov.
Get a grip.